This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you today. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless. Lord, I thank you for these listeners here today. Thank you for them and for them tuning in today, not because they want to hear me, but because they want to hear a word from you and they're hungry for the truth. Lord, I pray that they won't be disappointed today, everyone that's tuned in to hear a word from God. So I ask for your blessings on your word and on all these listeners, my extended family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Two, I just want to announce, too, to my friends here on the radio, many of you have known me as the station manager here at 91.5 WMIE, and I just want to let everyone know that tomorrow this old boy is getting married again, and I'm really excited about that, August the 6th, and my bride's name is Carol, and our wedding is going to be a small little ceremony here tomorrow afternoon, and I just want to thank everyone out there for your prayers for this last year, and I greatly appreciate it. Your friendship, your love, and your prayers, and I greatly appreciate it, and I'm grateful to God for the wonderful, wonderful, godly woman that he's put in my life, Carol. And we will be getting married August the 6th. That's tomorrow afternoon. Here in the meantime, moving forward here in ministry, and you're going to hear something now which was preached about 2 weeks ago, and it's entitled, Is It I? Is It I, Lord? Think about it. The Lord Jesus Christ said he was distressed and said, one of you is going to betray me. And they asked him one by one. Can you imagine that? Would you do that? Is it I, Lord? Is it I? That's what we're looking at here as we're getting ready to wrap this up. Is It I is going to play now. Next week will be chapter 15 of Mark as we look at the Lord Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate. What is truth? But that's for another week. Here starting today, Friday, and then for a couple days next week will be this sermon I've entitled, Is It I? Here's part one. I've entitled this sermon today, Is It I, Lord? Let's pick it up here in chapter 14, starting in verse 10. Again, I got a smorgasbord of Bibles, King James Version, New King James a little, and my Bible translation a little bit when we get to that as well. Now, in the first 9 verses, we see some extravagant worship on the part of a woman with a jar of very expensive perfume. Let's pick it up here, verse 3. Now, being in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, I'm in Mark 14, verse 3. Being in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me." All right, now stick a marker there. And let's go look at John's account of this. Gospel of John, chapter 12. For those two on gadgets today, forgive us, the internet's not working in this church here today for whatever reason. That's why it's always good to download the Bibles on those apps that you have. So for times like this, your gadgets will still work. I burned up my iPad in here this morning because of the internet gone. I kept searching and searching for the internet. Now, John chapter 12, verse 1. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served. Ha! Here she goes again. Poor Martha. Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things. Man, this woman loved to serve, didn't she? She probably didn't squawk this time. Martha served, but Lazarus was one just like a man, right? The woman does all the work, and the man hangs around here, going to yuck it up with the Son of God, some other people, while the women serve. Lazarus was one who sat at the table, then Mary. All right, now we see who the culprit is. Mary is the one who did this. Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. You look who did this. This is Mary, the same woman who sat at Jesus' feet while Martha, her sister, complained she had to do all the serving. That was in chapter 11 of John. Now, verse 4, but one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, all right, now we see who the guilty party is. It's none other than Judas Iscariot. Now, Judas is about to get his feelings hurt and his pride and perhaps his anger for being rebuked like this in front of others. Verse 5, here goes Mr. Righteous. Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This, he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. Now, I bet you Jesus might have even said it in a manner just like that. Perhaps he was emotional when he said it. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always. Now, let's keep going on this thread. John chapter 13, while we're here. John chapter 13, and to the Last Supper, verse 21. Now, when Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit. And he testified and said, most assuredly, that's amen, amen, I say to you, that one of you will betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Really? I would think it would have been obvious. Now, there was leaning, verse 23, leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter, therefore, motioned to him and said to him to ask who it was that he was spoke, who he spoke about. Then, leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Psst, Lord, who is it?"
Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Verse 27. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this. All right. I want to read this to you now out of my Bible translation. And I want you to see the difference in the importance of just simple words. The King James translators, bless their heart, they missed this Greek letter, Greek word, oun. The word means therefore. Let me put it in here where it belongs. And let me read this verse to you out of my translation and look and see how it changes the meaning of this. Okay? I'll pick it up in verse 26. Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, then Satan entered him. Therefore, Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Question, who is Jesus talking to? Satan, not Judas. The word therefore changes everything. Let me read it to you again. After the piece of bread, Satan entered to him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." No. After the piece of bread, then Satan entered him. Therefore, Jesus said to him. He's not talking to Judas. As this text even says here in this next verse, no one reclining at the table knew why he said this, because he wasn't talking to Judas. He was talking to the devil. Some were thinking, since Judas had the money box, that Jesus was saying to him, "Buy the things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, he went out immediately, and it was night. All right, now I'll put it to you that Judas's anger and jealousy is what opened the door for this to happen to him. He was embarrassed in front of other people by being called out by the Son of God. The Lord Jesus put him in his place in chapter 12. Then he had this attitude. And Satan, you see, is watching. Not just Judas, but you as well. He's watching you, waiting for an opportune time. Like it said, he departed Jesus for a more opportune time. And that's what he does with you too. He waits for you to start operating in the flesh, and then he moves in. Then you open the door for him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Themselves there.